Isaiah asks you to turn with us to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Last Sunday, the Lord put it on our heart, preaching out of chapter 3. Tried to deal with the thought of standing fast and pressing on. That's what Paul seemed to be challenging them in their hearts. But I couldn't get away from that thought of standing fast. Brother Chris and I talked a little bit yesterday and standing in the graveyard, and he was telling me kind of what was on his mind in the lesson. And he said the word "stand fast" is what was on his heart. And I told him, I said, God has put on my heart in Philippians 4 about standing fast again. So I'm going to read a few of the verses, and we'll try to share a few things with you today. Philippians chapter 4, verse 1. Paul says, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Eunice and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, through your fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." That is the first 7 verses from this chapter. Paul begins in verse 1 with the word "therefore." And we know when we find the word "therefore" in the Scriptures, it is connecting us with what has just been said. Paul has challenged the church at Philippi to stand fast. But he wanted them to realize that they were citizens of heaven more than they were citizens of earth. Paul was telling them that a real citizenship is over there. He realized that as wonderful as that assurance is, he also warned them that there are enemies of the cross. Paul said there are people out there who attack the cross, and they will attack you as followers of the cross. Paul found that out to be true when he first visited Philippi. Back in Acts chapter 16, Paul arrived at Philippi, found a few worshiping God, they joined along with him. But as he preached the word, as he stood for the cross of Christ, found himself attacked and arrested, put into prison, he and Silas. At midnight they sang praises to God, and God miraculously got him out of prison. The jailer was saved. They were set free and allowed to go. But as Paul carried the scars of their treatment of him, Paul was able to walk away and go somewhere else. But the little church of Philippi stayed in that hostile environment. So Paul now writes to them. Paul says, I know that you're living in a hostile environment. I know there's enemies of the cross. I know there are those that despise you and the work you do. But Paul says, I want you to stand fast. I want you to stay true to the things of God. I realize that you and I today are in a hostile environment. Our world seems to be going crazy and more crazy every day. I woke up this morning, seems like as after I got ready, I glanced at plate first, but then I glanced at the news headlines before I got back in the Word. It is not unusual to hear but fast shooting somewhere. first thing I saw in the news today. Part of mass shooting in Mountain View. 12 were shot, over time, one was killed at a party. And I thought, my Lord, it is in our back door now. It is right here in our area. I was telling Alice, I said, people's lost their minds in our day. Our world is growing more wicked constantly. But what are we to do? How do we deal with that? Just like Paul said, stand fast. Stand fast! And I believe what he was saying to them, God is saying to us, stand fast in times like these. In dark days, in perilous times, in days of wickedness and ungodliness, stand fast in times like these. I'm going to give you a couple of things and I'll be done. I'll be honest with you. Past Friday, I saw the doctor again about this and she cleaned it all out again and boy, that has been sore ever since. It is today. So I may not take a great deal of time. But I want to talk a little bit about standing fast. Paul first, I believe, says a little bit about our stand in times like these. Our stand. Paul said in verse 1, stand fast in the Lord. Stand fast in the Lord. He had already said it back in chapter 1. And now he says it again. Those words, stand firm, persevere, and remain faithful. Paul said, I want you in a world that seems to be against you, seems to hate you, seems to grow more wicked all the time. Paul said, I want you to stay faithful. Stay faithful. Thought about what Chris had talked about. That is dad and about Preacher Joel. About their faithfulness. I want to tell you, that's how God wants us all to be. Just stand firm in our faith. Stand fast in faith. Paul said, stand fast in the Lord. In the Lord. Paul said, there's going to be a lot of people that you're going to watch them and they're going to be casualties in the cause of faith. Paul said you're going to meet some people that once walked with you, serve God beside you, and they're going to give up on it. I imagine Paul possibly thought about a man named Demas. Paul wrote in 2 Timothy, sad words, it must have broke his heart. When he said, Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. I realize that we could all today call the names of others who in like fashion once were faithful to the Lord but are no longer serving. As a pastor for years, several years, God's allowed me to pastor in different places. And I can name you names of people that when I started out as their pastor, boy, they loved you. They said, we're going to be right here with you and we're going to serve God, honor Him. And I watched some of them turn and go and walk away and never come back. And I could name names of people that were like that. If I were to tell you, I could name you some names of others. I think about a man named Wayne Johnson in the first church I pastored. Wayne was just a farmer. Boy, couldn't do a whole lot when it comes to reading and writing. But he sure did love God. And the whole time I was his pastor, he just seemed to take me under his wing. And he loved me and prayed for me and encouraged me. Stayed faithful to the Lord. I want to tell you what he told me one time. I had been there for a few years. And I was fighting some hard battles with some in the church. With tears in his eyes, Brother Wade said, Tony, I love you. But to be honest, I'd rather see God move you somewhere else than to see them hurt you like they're hurting you. He said, I don't want to see you go, but I'd rather the Lord move you than to stay here and watch them hurt you. I want to tell you, that's the kind of love he had for his pastor. That's the kind of faithfulness he had in the Lord. I could go down the line of others. So many that were here that are now gone. I want to tell you, they left behind legacies of faith for you and I to follow. I believe they would say anything. They would say to us, Staying fast, just keep serving God. It'll be worth it when you get home. Just keep serving and honoring the Lord. I believe Paul was also telling them, not only do you need to stand fast in your faith, I believe he was saying you need to stand fast in your fellowship. I read verse 1 several times because I really wanted to give what all of us said. I don't know if I have found a verse written by the Apostle Paul that shows his heart any more than this first one. Paul said, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown. So stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Man, that just drips with love from the heart of Paul. Paul called them brethren. That word brethren means of the same womb. Paul said we're brothers and sisters born again of Christ. He said we're family. We're family. He said dearly loved. He said, I love you so greatly in my heart and life. Then he said, and longed for. What long means to yearn. He said, I long to see you. I love being with you. It brings joy. He said, you're my joy and crown. He said, it brings joy to my heart to think about you and to be with you and to see you. He said, I love you so dearly. Paul said, you're my family in the faith. I long to see you and fellowship with you because you give me joy. But then he makes another statement in verse 2. Paul says, I beseech Herodias and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind. I don't know what the problem was with these two ladies. Somehow they had a disagreement. Somehow something had come between them somewhere. Maybe it was a homecoming dinner. Maybe Herodias put her potato salad here and Syntyche moved and put her mashed potatoes. Say, preacher, that's silly. But in this argument, Christians have usually silly. I don't know what it was. I don't know what happened, but word got to Paul. And Paul says, you ladies just need to be of the same mind. Y'all need to just come together and lay that all aside because you're family. I'll be honest with you, I grew up with four sisters. Two of them are in heaven today. But growing up, I was the baby of the family, and man, they loved to torture me. Sometimes family can get on your last nerve. But I would give my life for it because they're family. And I want to tell you, that's how it ought to be in the house of God. Paul said, in times like this, when it's so hard in the world, when you go in on Monday and you have to fuss and fight with all that the world puts on you, and you feel like you come home and you're just pressed out of measure, you're worn out. And you say, I don't know how I can keep punching that clock. I don't know how I can keep facing what I face. I don't know how I'm going to go on with sickness and troubles. Paul said, stay close to the family of God. Stay close to those that God has connected you to. You see, family needs to stick together, encourage each other, and love each other. Gerald might be a one among the family of God, but you couldn't bow beside Bray or hug their neck and say, I love you and appreciate you. And I'm praying for you. I'll be honest, I know it's not easy at times. I love that old song, I need the prayers of those I love. But I'll tell you something else, I need the patience of those I love. Because sometimes you just got to be patient with one another as well. Paul said, I love you folk. You're my family in the Lord. Paul said, I long to be with you. I long to see you. I long to worship with you. You bring joy to my heart. But Paul said, don't let any little thing separate you. You know what the devil would love to do more than anything? At St. John Baptist Church, he had loved to divide his people. He had loved to cause some little conflict. Brings hindrance into the family of God. Preacher, do you think there's something going on? No, I really believe these are words of warning that God has sent to our hearts. I can tell you that I know of something going on. I don't know the thing. But Paul was saying, don't let things like that slip in. And that's my heart today. I love this place. I love you people. Boy, I love to get here. You bring joy to my heart. I'd walk in these doors and feel down and discouraged, and walk in. Sylvia's usually one of the first to get us here, and I walk in, see their face, and boy, something just begins to happen right here. And some joy begins to bubble out my heart, and then others start coming in. Some like Henry, that Chris was talking about, didn't say a whole lot. But boy, I just love to see his face. And boy, I miss that, my son. Because you're the family. You're the family. Paul says, stand fast in your faith and in your fellowship. Don't let things creep in. Don't let things hinder. Don't let things become a problem. Just love one another. Serve God together. Enjoy the time of fellowship. In times like this, when the world is going crazy, we need each other more than we ever have. More than we ever have, we need each other. And we need this fellowship. Brother David, would you get us a song? Get us there. I'm going to stop right there. Man, I want to get down through all those verses I read. And maybe the Lord will let me next week. I don't know. We'll see. This is what he said. We need to share today and stop. I don't know if there's a need in your heart. There may be somebody here today that says, you know, I've never been saved. So I don't know the kind of fellowship you're talking about. I want to say there's nothing like knowing the Lord and being a part of the church family. I would invite you to bow in an altar and let Him have your life and your heart. But there may be somebody here that maybe you would have to say, you know, I used to serve the Lord, but I've let some things come in my life, and it's hindered me. Be a good day just to give that all to Jesus and let Him bring healing to your heart. Whatever need you may have, why not come to Him? Trusting today. Let's stand on our feet. Brother David.